Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? What's up, everybody? You're now rocking with none other than me, Genuine. Okay? And we also have Mosquito Carter, aka Switchblade Carter, definitely in the house, right? Now, what I really would like to do tonight, for real, is I wanted to chat it up with, you know, one of my favorite people in the whole entire world, for real. And first of all, let's welcome our co-host, Switchblade Carter.
What's up? What's going on, y'all? Holla.
What's up? Well, check this out, son. Of course, what you didn't know is tonight we have, guess what? We're going to be joined in the studio tonight by none other than Bobby Bills.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Ooh.
And let me tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know who Bobby Bills is, excuse me, you definitely know him after tonight.
Yes,
he is one of the most premier artists that I've worked with. And I look at people nowadays, and I see him. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen him for a long time, whatever. And I see him, and it makes me feel good inside to know that there's people like him still out here that actually care about what goes out in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
You know? And that's the thing
right
there, though. That says a lot. I can't even lie to you. That says a lot for him.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're looking at it for real, you know, you want to look at it in a sense of, okay, is this going to be something that can be beneficiary, or can it be some garbage?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, and I'm gonna tell you like this: a lot of times, and I mean a whole lot of times, we have a lot of people who decided that they want to be putting out a bunch of garbage and what have you. And so when you see these people or what have you that actually want to change the world through, you know, through the music and everything like that, it makes you feel great inside. It really does. You know what I'm saying? And that's what got me more so than anything else, honestly. You know what I mean? So I need people to get in contact with this guy right here, because I ain't gonna lie to you. Dude is the shit. You know,
yeah.
I got a chance to work with him myself. And to work with him, it made me feel great inside, you know, because I knew for a fact that no matter what, all he was going to give me was nothing but the best. Okay? And what he just did right here, which I'm encouraging most of your artists to do, is send me some tracks if you really, truly want to get them on here to the show. You know? Send me tracks.
Yep. You have to send them in, y'all.
Me and my co-host guarantee you we will play it. So tonight, we're going to play nothing but Bobby Bills. You know?
Yep.
And the thing is, all I want to do is to make sure that people like Bobby Bills or what have you can get an opportunity, you know, to fully shine. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It is hard out here nowadays. It really is hard out here.
Yeah.
It's hard out here more so nowadays for people because they do not at all want to bring to the table nothing. that's hot anymore. And I mean nothing. And half of the crap that I hear out here nowadays is some bullshit. And what makes me really upset, though, more than anything else, is the way how people believe that their shit is hot and it's bullshit.
Right.
I don't understand. You know,
this guy right here,
I think that, you know, we need to really, he could teach other people how to do that thing right here. And I'm loading stuff right now because I want people to listen to it right now. But for right now, we're going to get into our interview right now. Bobby Bills, welcome to the True Tea. Hello?
Yo. Oh, my fault, man. I wasn't sure if we was live or what's going on. What's poppin', man?
Oh, yeah. Oh, best believe, my brother. We are definitely live.
What's good,
what's going
man?
On, Bobby Bills? What's going on?
Man, so, shit, bro, man, you allowed to curse on here?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure, you know, I ain't breaking no rules and whatnot. What's popping, though, Jen?
You already know me, you know, grinding all day. You know that for a fact.
Oh, yeah, like, I see it. You're hardworking,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, like, yeah, it got to be, man. It got to be. But I just want to, you know, take the time out to thank you for bringing, you know, authenticity, you know, and you know, the real shit back into hip-hop and just music in general. Because a lot of times, you know, as far as the stuff that I've heard personally from other artists, I think your stuff is amazing.
It is.
You know, and I don't say it about a lot of people. I don't.
I appreciate that. I definitely appreciate that.
Most definitely, you know what I'm saying? And I need people to really, you know, gravitate towards, you know, your music or anything. And so my first question to you would be, tell us how you got started, you know, in music.
Let's see, how did I get started? I mean, I always kind of imagined it. Like, I never really, like, went hard with it until I actually got locked up. For some reason, a lot of people get locked up and whatnot, and it's like something about that just triggers it. Like, it's, you got nothing better to do, so you start writing and you start, you know. And don't get me wrong, I wasn't like I am now making music when I, you know, back then 10 years ago. You know what I mean? So it's an evolution process. It's a whole evolution process. And you trying to better yourself as you go along. If you ain't growing and your music isn't growing, then, I mean, you know, you got a problem. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
You got a problem.
And you know, Bobby, one thing I want to explain to everybody out there is that we're talking about a person who absolutely, and I mean, when I mean absolutely, I mean absolutely told me, look, check this out. You need, you know, I like your music, all that good stuff, but I need to be able to hear what the hell you're saying.
Right.
He didn't have to say this. You know what I'm saying? He did not have to say that at all, but he said it.
Mm-hmm.
When you said that to me, bro, it made me step my game up because I was like, you know what? Obviously, you want me to be my very best or whatever. And
oh, you're talking about the whole mic situation?
Oh yeah. You know.
Oh, okay, no question.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, the thing is, a lot of people was faking it, like, yo, man, your shit hot, but they didn't understand what I was saying because it sounded muffled and shit. And it's like, you're the only person that really, besides Donald Bell and the NYUR people like that, but you're the first person that said, yo, you know, I like your stuff, but I think you could do better if you got another microphone and a interface or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
yeah, man.
It really, you know, made me think or whatever. I had to go back to the drawing board of things. And like, damn, like, I think I do need to, you know, do this. And it wasn't until Big Chase, also a Splash Boy, you know, him and parents and all that, you know, they went out, got the microphone, the whole bit. And mm-hmm. the first time I actually recorded with it, and I think you were online with on NYUR or whatever, and you heard it, and he was like, gosh, okay. He actually took my advice. He actually listened.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to thank you for that. We're going to get into one of your songs right here. Let's get into Blown for Days. Tell us about that.
I was just it's a song about getting blown for days, brosé. You know what I'm saying?
It's
about a few things. It ain't nothing. It's just about, you know, getting right, keeping it real. You know what I mean? It's getting blown
right.
for days, brosé. You know what I'm saying? And it's like problems can be solved sometimes just by, you know, just take a little puff, man. Just take a little puff and relax. You know what I'm saying? Just chill.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee
so
you,
I can get you blown for days.
Out there, most of you motherfuckers out there, 9 days, y'all need to take a little puff or something because y'all motherfuckers crazy. But anyway, why don't you go ahead and introduce this your first joint for us?
Oh, yeah. This is Blown for Days featuring Bobby Bills.
Let's get it.
Life is a big mystery, as it always has been.
Bobby Bills.
A lot of people are intrigued by mystery.
Splash Boys
get
lit.
They don't know anything about it. That's a mystery.
I can get you blind for days. We make a push with the henny. You can feel the rush getting heavy. I can get you blown for days. I can get you blown for days. Getting lit with my associates. Pool table, fools hate that we own this shit. But I can get you blown for days. I can get you blown for days. Shorty stressing, fuck with me, that can go away. Take a hit of this blunt and get blown away. Baby, I can get you blown for days. I can get you blown for days. Thugs and grudges, loud as fuck and they go around. Getting stuck like a slump, but still hold it down. Niggas on fleek with the heat. I don't gotta say what can happen, you know the street. Yo, it's all love till the hate come out. I just smoke a dub till I phase them out. More pushing for the pushing. Blazing out, smoke with me. Throw 50, we baking out. Shorty looking fly, gotta have her. On top, got the thighs moving backwards. Take it to the sky on a mattress. Half a starter, that's only practice. I can get you blown for days. Have your whole world spinning a different axis. Fine wine, Kush, diesel, and Hennessy. Got me throwing off balance, yeah, that's the tendency. We mix Kush with the Henny. You can feel the rush getting heavy. I can get you blown for days. I can get you blown for days. Getting lit with my associates. Pool table, fools hate that we own this shit. But I can get you blown for days. I can get you blown for days. Shorty stressing, fuck with me, that can go away. Take a hit of this blunt and get blown away. Baby, I can get you blown for days. I can get you blown for days.
Okay.
All right.
And
that was a good song.
I like that right there. And you know, that shit is hot.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is hot, my brother. Yeah, most definitely.
Good looking, man. Appreciate that.
Most definitely. So tell us about how you linked up with the whole NYUR crew and everything.
Oh, NYUR? I think that was,
yeah.
I want to say that was about the end of 2011. I had just moved from New York to North Carolina, and I was just doing some, you know, just some Google. It was pretty sure that was just a matter of a Google search, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
I found them, I got on, and
mm-hmm.
NYUR is a lot of, shout out to NYUR, they, you know, they really support the independent artists, they do a lot, you know what I mean, and, go support, man. Go listen. Go stream it. Whatever y'all, you know, whoever's listening, go check because they doing a lot of positive things for the industry right now.
Exactly. Shout out to
all
the Grady and Dollar Bill, everybody over there. Stack one of the whole bit. Trying to tell you, boy. Yes. And the thing is, they don't beat around the bush. If your shit is whack, they'll tell you. And you know, I have to say, I've never heard a weak song from you though. What set you apart from all the rest of the rappers and all this other stuff?
Well, I know what I like, and I know when I started writing music, I started writing because I didn't really like the music I was hearing on the radio. So I was listening to a lot of mixtapes at the time. This is like probably 13 years ago. And I'm like, you know, what happened?
Go ahead.
Oh, my fault. He says, nah, so it was like 13 years ago, and I'm thinking, yeah, you know, I can, you know, probably write something better than what they rapping about. And it just kind of started, that's kind of where it started at, and it just grew late, you know, as the years progressed, it grew, and I got a little more and more serious about it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's kind of what got me started in that.
So how did you link up with Splash Boys?
Splash Boys. Oh, Jen, come on, man. I think you remember how that happened.
Yeah, you already know how that happened.
Wasn't it you that was on a recruiting spree, bro?
Yeah, that was me. I'm going to tell you. I've been with other crews or whatever, and I got to say, out of all the different crews that I've been a part of or whatever, it's been, I think they have been very open to new ideas and just really holding you down for it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm trying to tell you, when I see a person, you know, like yourself, you could be like, you know, you could have came off as a real cocky type of dude for it. But to me, you came off as real humble and everything, and I have to really applaud you for that because, you know, a person in your stature could come off real just cocky, you know what I'm saying? So,
and it's hard not to appear that way, to be honest.
Right, right. But see,
it's hard not to appear that way because that's just, you know, when anytime one person sees someone else doing good, that's like the first image that they get in is, damn, this guy seems kind of cocky, unless you hear them talking first. You know what I mean? I don't really like them. I'm not really the cocky type. I try, everyone's got their own different style, and no one's going to like everything. That I can't say that every song I put out is hot. Not everyone's going to like everything I put out. You know what I mean? That's just what it is.
Right. Well, one song that stands out the most right now, to me, in my head, is the song Ass Cake. I ain't even lie to you. The first time I heard that shit, I'm like, this dude right here is definitely either on something or he's feeling himself on this shit. But this shit was hot.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, just the whole movement behind it, it was like, gosh. And for everybody that don't know what the song is basically about, you know, let them know, you know, what it's about.
So my fault. To answer your question before, I don't think I answered your last question. What sets me apart from different artists, I feel at least, is my high standard. I have a lot of high standards. And I go back, when you know, I'm a songwriter. I'm not a freestyle artist, so I'm a songwriter. So when I write songs, I go back, I proofread it, I make sure my shit sounds, it's going to sound proper. If there's something I don't like, it may just be a matter of changing a word or two that can make the whole thing fit perfectly. I have very high standards when it comes to that. But as far as Ass Cake goes, that's an interesting story. I was actually staying with my uncle in Jersey about a year ago, and he wanted me to do a club song. Now, this isn't the – he wanted something with a little higher beats per minute because he's a DJ. So he recommended that for the club, something higher. So although it is a little low, it can blend in as a club song. So the idea, the whole Ass Cake thing was actually my uncle's idea. And I just pretty much, I said, Ass Cake, you know what? Let's do it. I'm going to run with that. Let's do it. Let's see what I can do with that. So I found the beat. I leased the beat. Shout out to jujibeats.com. Yeah, and I pretty much, you know, made it happen. I made it happen. It's a song about you know, sexuality and positivity, and as well as just, you know, your typical hip hop shit that you include in the song.
Right.
Mix and master by Bull City Sound Studios. Shout out to Absolute. Shout out to the whole Kush administration.
Okay.
Well,
check this out. We're going to get into Bobby Bills, the one and only Bobby Bills. And this right here is called Ass Cake. Let's go. Right here on the True T.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. B Bills. Splash Boys, what it do? We serious with this one. Let it go.
What you trying to get into? Are you leaving with me? We can hit at the town, drinks is on me. Let's get lit on the scene. If you fucking with me, I'ma need you to prove what it's worth. If it's worth it, I'm D. Drama free is my model for models that's fucking with me. On my grind to the top of the tree. Put that ass to the sky. After party, we getting it right. Slow dance on the D. Acting like she want it. So she dance like a freak. And I'm with it, let's get it. Convince me and you gonna see. He's Superman, he's bitty. Got me loose, cause damn, she pretty. Tell the truth, I'm just in it for kitty. Let it loose while I'm up in the city. Check a boost, break necks, that's spinning. But she rooting for me. Let's get stupid on treat. Bring all of your friends, we gon' do this for free. Don't get me wrong, I'm all about Benji's. But tonight we just hype on the beat. Oh, lordy. Shorty act so naughty. So horny. Like a freak dancing up on me. I could kill it for days. She gon' feel it and weave. Hope that I stay. So hard to leave when you hear that bass quake. Yeah, baby, make that ass shake. Make it last me, yeah, the way she moves that FK.
Shawty got that cake, yeah, she real a man like bait, yeah. That ass fat like Kim McCloy, so right it might be fake, yeah. Get touch it, feel it good, let me feel it first. We're chilling and started sipping. Started throwing that ass at me, I caught it now, just trying to grip it. I inhale like Bill Clinton, trying to see what's up with that good Lewinsky. Top me off and then I fucked the ceiling. Had to take a break and start puffing switches. Got back on it, put it back on me. Something like my favorite whip, all I wanna do is put wax on it. So jazzy, make it spend cash on it. Got mouthpiece, game paid my way. She fine as fucking got ass for days. On the right curves with that angel face. Grinding all of my baby names. She fly as fucking my favorite J's. Popping all like Ace of Spades. Got a fucking on the first date. First date, right past first base. I'm pulling up and she back to back. Keep her coming right back to back. We kick back and roll up, relax. She came through with that extra pack. She cool as fuck with her sex ass. She come through and I bless that ass.
Oh lordy, shorty act so naughty, so horny, like a freak dancing up on me. I could kill her for days. She gon' feel it and leave. Hope that I stay so hard to leave when you hear that bass quake. Yeah, baby, make that ass shake. Won't you make it last me? Yeah, the way she moves that ass cake. Where the after party at? Who bringing the bottles? I'm bringing the buds. You bring the models and I'll bring the cuts. Slow twerk, revolve, make it bust. Pop out your shirt, I'ma flirt when I'm ready. Burn your mic, cool's purse, unleady. You the type, go hard on spending. But that shit don't impress me. Skin tight, ass been right. Loving how she the fit tight. Been in love with that ass since I first saw it on strip night. What you tryna fly into? Pool parties I've been through. Shorty sharp like a Ginsu. So I got it just the mental.
Eight spades, babe, let me slay. Ride the horse, you on leather suede. She find the law, so we grind some more. Only time can tell if that shit is great. Hey, but I'm on to the next one, next one. My alarm on a text run, next one. So I'm going by the next one, next one. What we had was the best fun. I swear she let me, I'm letting loose. No wine and dine, just the wet and juice. My time to shine, no regrets to deuce. This fog gets signed, on my best to sue. Climb the charts and invest in loot. Slash boys on deck, the truth. True, classic men, so respect the crew. Nigga, you can check the suit. Oh, 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 lordy. Shorty acting so naughty. So naughty, so horny. Like a freak dancing up on me. I could kill it for days. She gon' feel it in weeks. Hope that I stay. Stay so hard to leave. When you hear that bass quake. Yeah, baby, make that ass shake. Hope you make it last me.
Ah, yes, yes, yes. That right there was Ass Cake right there by Bobby Bills. Bobby Bills.
What up, man?
Listen, I must say, every time I hear that, it makes me feel good inside for to know that, you know, there's people out there that are not afraid to go there for it, you know what I'm saying? So because you know, we don't like me personally, I got to a place where most of the stuff I was trying to put out there, whatever, was, you know, more so like conscious type rap or whatever. But like, you also need to sell some shit for the club. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just be like, I'll just do some, you know, some regular. You need some shit for the club. So I thank you for that right there. So, what type of advice would you give to any aspiring artist out there?
First piece of advice, what I would say is, be realistic with yourself. Listen to your own music. Don't think that, you know, because you like to hear your own freaking voice, that your shit is hot, because that's not always the case. All right? So be realistic with yourself. The other piece of advice I would say is study the industry. Study the industry, study the music business, and study the radio business, because the music business and the actual radio business, they're two separate things. They're like apples and oranges. You know what I'm saying? So once you start learning and you start getting your social media and social marketing down, you know, you start learning how to market yourself with email blasts and stuff, you know, do your research. That's the best thing I can say is do your research and stay away from the spam. Try not to spam, you know what I'm saying? It gets annoying to people. You know what I mean? I get people all the time that hit me up on Twitter, hey, check me out here. And it's like, bro, I don't know who the fuck you are. Who the fuck are you? You serious? how about a hi? Nice to meet you.
And you know what? You know what funny thing is? I've had that all the time, though. All the time. Please stay the fuck out of my inbox. I don't know you. I don't care to know you. Leave me the fuck alone. I don't. You know what I'm saying? Please. I swear I don't want to know you.
Okay, so thing is,
reach you. Go ahead.
The thing is, with music, in the music business, when you're trying to market to a fan, to a potential fan, you don't want to come across as, hey, listen to my shit. It's like you want to be a little more personable, kind of like you want to sell yourself. So be a salesman. Introduce yourself. Say hi. How you doing? My name is such and such. Do you listen to music? Oh, okay. What do you listen to? Blah, blah, blah. And you take it from there. You know, you don't just jump in and say, let's check me out. I'm tired of checking people out. I'm tired of people saying, check me out. It's annoying. Get lost.
Right.
Self out.
And that's the thing. And so there you have it, guys. The ones that are probably listening right now are probably the ones who do it. So there you have it. So you know what's going to happen. Next time you spam his shit, so don't do it. Anyway, before we let you go,
I'll just ignore you.
Tell us how. Thank you. Wow. Tell us how they can get in contact with you.
Oh, you hit me up on Instagram or Twitter. It's the same handle. It's at @Amero_Bills. Bills, that's Bills with a Z, of course.
Got you. Well, I want to thank you so much for, you know, calling in today, being a part of the show. You know, this is your home, so you want to come in and debut some new shit? Most definitely. Please do.
Absolutely.
It, okay?
All right.
Appreciate
thank
that,
man.
Thank you so much. All right, holla at you.
All right, boss.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. So that right there was our exclusive interview.
You're right. Very exclusive.
With none other than Bobby Bills.
Bobby Bills.
Okay. Now, what you just heard is a real artist who's about his business. You see what he said? Okay. And that's the thing, though. That's the thing. He said, you know, basically, in a nutshell, do your research before you bring your ass into the game. Because 9 times out of 10, people ain't making no money no more at the game, because a lot of you spamming motherfuckers out there trying to spam our inbox with your shit. And then
right. My
thing is, if I do listen to it, which I won't, but if I do listen to it, please don't hit me up again on another make or model and be like, hey, so listen to my shit. I just listen to your fucking shit. Thank you.
Oop. And there it is.
So
there it is.
I want to say out there, you know, love yourself. Love yourself. Okay? That right there is what we're going for today. Okay? I'm telling you right now, if you don't love yourself, it's over.
Yep, nobody else will.
That's right. And that's exactly what it is. So I want everybody to get attuned to this right here. And listen, it's okay if you doubt yourself, but never let a motherfucker doubt you.
Exactly.
How about that? That's what it is, huh?
Exactly.
As soon as you let a motherfucker doubt you, oh, they will never let up. I want to thank Bobby Bills for calling in today. Telling you, the boy is bad. Like you said, look him up. He is on Instagram. He's on Twitter. All right? And
Yep. And
we want to thank everybody for calling in. Anybody who wanted to call in who couldn't, don't worry. This will be on Facebook in a couple minutes. So if you want to ask him any questions after listening to this, hit him up. Please do. Hit him up on Twitter. Hit him on Instagram. But don't spam his page. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So this has been a wonderful evening. Tomorrow night, we're going to have another exclusive interview, hopefully with Grade A, the soul producer from NYUR. That's right. Come on now. All we do is we have stars.
We talk about them enough.
Oh yeah, so tomorrow we're gonna make this happen, and if Switchblade knows, I make things happen. So that's what it is. Thank you so much for listening to the True Tea with Switchblade motherfucking Carter.
Boy, you know it. Y'all better learn my name.
That's right. And if you don't know, now you know. And if you still don't know. If something is really wrong with you. Bye
exactly.
Now.
I'm all over
Bye.
The place. Bye.
Exactly. Why?